Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Five Counties Children's Centre is marking 50 years of helping children with physical and developmental challenges. From humble beginnings in 1975 in Peterborough, assisting 125 children in year one, to expanding locations north of Peterborough and into Northumberland County, the agency served more than 6,100 clients in 2024. CEO Scott Pepin says while the agency is turning 50, the real success for him are the achievements of each client over the past five decades.
Five Counties Children's Centre, we're turning 50 years old this year, and we're really wanting to celebrate the 50 years of work that the organization has done, the lives we've touched, and really the kids and the strides that they've made throughout all this time. And a lot of those kids are now adults. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to highlight some of the successes that have happened along the way.
Now, I would imagine there's a lot of successes, not only for the organization growing, but the success of, more importantly, of the children and clients that have been involved in that. I understand there's a person named Mike who has given a testimonial about how influential Five Counties has been. What does that tell you about the service and what you guys are doing when you hear positive testimonials like that?
It's excellent because you don't realize the impact. You see them when they're little. And you'll be able to read Mike's story on our website. And now Mike is a grown adult, and he's just having a tremendous impact in his community. And he attributes some of that success, that initial kind of love of sports, to beginning at Five Counties Children's Center. And so it's amazing to kind of meet these adults and seeing the role this organization played in their lives.
Now, obviously, 50 years is a long time. There's some evolution, not only for your organization, but technology and medicine and science going forward. What are some of the largest changes you've seen either in the industry or within your own organization during this growth?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is realizing the potential of children. I think back in 1975, it was just to, it was provide the services locally and provide the supports for kids to, just make ends meet. And now it's really a very positive environment where we look for the children to thrive and be the best people they can. Whatever the exceptionalities they may have, they can grow up to be anything they want. And we really try to encourage that despite some of the challenges they may be existing. And then just the volume as well. So when we started off, I think it was around 100 kids the first year, and now we're at 6,200 kids. And we've grown not just from the Peterborough site, but we've got our sites in Cobourg and Campbellford and Lindsay and Halliburton and Minden. So we're able to bring these services closer to home. And we've grown from just a couple of speech paths and occupational therapists to a multidisciplinary team with over 150 staff members.
So then, where do you go from here now? 50 years, let's say another 25 years. What are your plans to continue that growth?
It's to stay on the cutting edge. Working with the need is still great. Our goal is try to meet that need. We still have lots of kids who are waiting for services, and sometimes they have to wait longer than they should. Really, there shouldn't be a wait. We should be able to meet the kids' needs as they become a parent. So our goal at Five Counties, and it always has been, is to get the kids in, seen as soon as possible, because the earlier we can begin treatment, the better the outcomes are. We also have desires to be able to grow the organization. As you can imagine, in our Peterborough site right now, we built this building in 1975, and we're bursting at the seams. And so we need to look at other opportunities in which we can grow and kind of create the Five Counties for the next 50 years.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you have a good problem on your hands to solve, at least in trying to meet demand out there in the communities. In terms of the celebrations that will be taking place this year at each site. What are we looking at?
So I'm really excited for our first one is going to be in Coburg, and we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting of our new therapeutic backyard, which has been it's coming along wonderfully. We've had incredible support from the community. There's a lot of fun exercises and equipment that kids are going to be able to use in that backyard. We've got bike paths, wheelchair swings, and tons of other great items where we're going to be able to do therapy with kids. So the community has been amazing helping support us. We've also received the Ontario Trillium Grant. MCCSS has also helped fund it, as well as many donations. So we're really excited for this spring. We don't have the date picked down yet, just yet, but it will be this spring, and we'll be cutting the ribbon there and inviting everybody to come see the new space. We're also going to be doing our backyard summer social in our Peterborough location. We're going to have a cookout in our Lindsay location and a few other things in our Campbellford, Halliburton, Minden community. And each piece, each month, we're going to feature a story about someone who was pivotal in Five Counties development. And sometimes it'll be our kids, sometimes it'll be some of our staff. We have staff here who have been working, I think the highest right now is 43 years, so almost the entire time of Five Counties. So there's a lot of people here who have the entire history of the organization, and just some really, really cool things to look back on as we get ready to celebrate what we plan on doing in the future.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.